Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. This is Untapped Talent with myself, Siya Sangwenifin. So let me just kick things off by saying it feels absolutely amazing to be back. So even though I wasn't able to make it here last week, I think, you know what, it's safe to say I'm officially making things up this week. So I have amazing guests as usual, because we do this every single Friday from 9 till 10, or whenever you like on podcasts, because we're just that cool, right? So this week, I'll be joined by a model. Her name is Aminat Ayinde, and she'll be joining me, and she's has done really absolutely amazing things in her life and career thus far. But probably her biggest achievement to date thus far is just landing a spot as a contestant in Cycle 12 of America's Next Top Model back in 2009. So if you don't know what America's Next Top Model is, then I just have to basically wonder what rock you've been living under, because even if you watch or you don't watch, it's kind of cool because it's by Tyra Banks. So let me just school you a bit. It started 22 seasons ago, and the show sees a number of aspiring models compete for the title of, you guessed it, America's Next Top Model. So it basically provides them with an opportunity to begin their career in the modeling industry. So you get it now. It's kind of simple. So the iconic model Twiggy has been a judge, and Janice Dickinson has been a judge, and photographer Nigel Bark has been a judge. But the one constant in this whole entire show and over the 22 seasons is Miss Tyra Banks herself. She's the head judge and also the host of the show. Now, if you also don't know who Tyra Banks is, then there's no hope for you. There's no hope for you. But listen, I'm still here to help. So Tyra has graced several magazine covers over the years. She was a Victoria's Secret angel. She's even had her own talk show. But in my eyes, as I said, I'm here to school you people. In my eyes, she'll always be the person behind this iconic gem that was recorded when she wasn't happy with the model's reaction to her eviction from America's Next Top Model.
You guys stand in front of me. I just want to say one more thing to you. Yeah. Rebecca, I admire your emotion right now. It shows to me that this was something that's very important to you. Tiffany, I'm extremely disappointed in you. This is a joke to you. You've been through anger management. You've been through your grandmother getting her lights turned off to buy you a swimsuit for this competition. And you go over there and you joke and you laugh. This is serious to these girls. And this should be serious to you.
Looks can be deceiving. I'm hurt. I am. But I can't change it, Tyra. I've been...
Yes, you can.
No, you can't change what?
I'm sick of crying about stuff that I cannot change. I'm sick of being disappointed. I'm sick of all of it. I'm not.
You're not sick of being disappointed,
yeah,
Tiffany.
Obviously, I am.
No, you're not. If you were sick of being disappointed, you would stand up and you would take control of your destiny. Do you know that you had a possibility to win? Do you know that all of America is rooting for you? Do you know that? And then you come in here and you treat this like a joke? You come in here and look at that and say, I can't read that. You read 10 times better than half of those girls over there.
You did.
And you come in here with a defeatist attitude.
I don't have a bad attitude. Maybe I am angry inside. I've been through stuff, so I'm angry.
Yes, everybody, but it's not, this is not, be okay, quiet,
but
Tiffany.
Everybody,
be quiet!
Like,
that's what is I'm wrong with you.
Act, but you're not,
stop it! I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this. When my mother yells at this, it's because she loves me. I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you? Learn something from this. When you go to bed at night, you lay there and you take responsibility for yourself, because nobody's going to take responsibility for you. You roll in your eyes and you act like this because you've heard it all before. You've heard it all before. You don't know where the hell I come from. You have no idea what I've been through. But I'm not a victim. I grow from it and I learn. Take responsibility for yourself.
Yes, Tiffany. Tiffany, we were rooting for you, girl. Did you go and get Miss Tyra Banks mad? Anyway, those are just the little things that I delight in life. But I'll be talking to Aminat. Yes, she's not Tiffany. Yes, she didn't get shouted at by Tyra, but she was still cool. She was still on America's Next Top Model, which I think is absolutely amazing. But first off, I just want to kick it off with my first guest. Now, this is a very, very cool guy who's onto some awesome stuff as well. His name is Jade Solier. Well, I think I just murdered his surname there, but we'll move past it. But he also goes by the AKA JAS. He's a producer, he's a composer, he's a songwriter, he's a rapper, and he's an engineer as well. And I think I have the perfect intro lined up for him, because I think you can introduce a musician to a certain extent, but I think the actual proof, the proof is in the pudding, and that's their music. So I'll kick that off for you and play that in a little bit. But of course, if you want to get in contact with us, if you want to join in on the show and everything that we have going on here, you can tweet us at cliffcentral.com or at @Sia_SF, or also you can send us a message on WeChat. Our official account is Cliff Central. All you have to do is tap connect and then message to show. So without any further ado, here is The Moment by my following guest, Jade.
Untapped talent on cliffcentral.com.
Yes, it is. It's Untapped Talent right here on cliffcentral.com, and it's a whole other feel of music. Usually, listen, I was the one bopping to Adele's Hello, and I was depressed in my room in the darkness, and I was listening to it like 10 times over all the time. And now here it is. It's a whole new type of feel. It's a whole vibe. What sort of genre is it? Let me welcome my guests officially. I have Mr. Jade. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thanks.
Thank
for
you so much
us,
for yeah. coming on to the show.
Yeah. It's awesome to be here, man. It's a
so
nice setup.
This is when you know that you're on a good path, yeah. To becoming a superstar. Yeah. You do not arrive alone. No. It's like a crew. So we have Mr. Side Effect as well.
Yeah.
And we have Mr. Mpoh.
Yeah.
All right, Mpoh, you're into production.
I'm into production.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Side Effect, we have a lot of things to talk to with you. First and foremost, your name is Side Effect.
Yes.
And it's not S-I-D-E space E-double-F-E-C-T. No. Can you spell it for everyone just so that I'm not the one saying it?
It's S-Y apostrophe D-E-F-E-C-T.
Okay.
Yep.
But it's pronounced like a side effect.
Like
side effect with medication.
Yeah.
Where and how did we get there?
I got it from a friend.
Uh-huh.
But like you said, it's fellow...
Like, I
it's
mean,
deep.
No, but we need to find this out.
Oh, okay,
like, if a friend is like, you're such a hero. I can understand that you have the nickname hero.
Yeah.
But to have the nickname Side Effect?
Yeah. We were talking about, like, our environment and, like, where you're from and things you see. And that's what makes you, right? So it's like the side effect. Like, when you take a pill, you get that certain effect. That's what makes you get ill and stuff like that. But in a rap way, you get ill in
an
a good
MC.
Way as an MC. You get ill in a good way, like side effect.
Okay, so since I'm a formal guy, you know, what do you propose I refer to you as during this interview?
Side D. Yep.
Okay, I'll try to seem cool by calling you Side D. So, Side D, Paul, and Jade, how do you guys know each other?
Okay, well, I'm a lecturer at a music college, COPA Campus of Performing Arts, in Pretoria. These are my students, these two guys, talented individuals. I like to find some nice talent out there.
Wow, okay. So you just have to get a bit closer to the microphone as well.
Sorry.
There we go. So, students, how long have you been a lecturer for? Because you're pretty young yourself.
Yeah. No, I started this year.
Oh, okay. See, now your cool books, like your cool points are gone in my books. I was like, wow, like this guy finished high school at like 15 or something.
Is it straight to teaching?
So you've been a lecturer for a year.
For a year, no.
But you yourself, you have quite an interesting journey, Jade. You actually have an honors degree in music production through the University of... Is it Chichester? See, this is when you're fancy. Why can't you just go to UNISA? Why can't you just go to Wits? Chichester, that's in the UK. So explain that to me. Where did you grow
up? Okay, so no, I grew up in Durban.
I've
been in Joburg for the last 6 years. I came here to study music.
Yeah.
I found this college, the Campus of Performing Arts, COPA, the same one that I'm lecturing at now, but the Joburg branch. And yeah, they do an international honors degree. They are accredited with Chichester internationally, so you get this awesome certificate. Yeah,
got it. Okay, so I was expecting a British accent and like jolly old bloke, you did something cool, but fine, I get it. All right, and then Paul, what are you studying?
I'm studying music production.
Music production as well.
At COPA Pretoria.
Yeah,
and I'm also studying performance at another school called Kafka.
Okay.
So,
what sort of performance? Like theatre?
No, like performing
keyboard
and drums, percussions, any instrument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Saidi?
Yeah.
So, you see, I'm
you're getting it now.
Saidi, what are you studying?
I'm studying sound technology as well.
Okay.
At COPA PTA as well.
You see, now here's the interesting thing with all three of you being behind the scenes.
Mm.
What is that like? Because, you know, in now popular culture, the biggest people, you know, the biggest producers, the likes of Max Martin, who does a lot of popular hits. Mm-hmm. I think there's Stargate, who does ballads for like your Sierras or Beyoncé's. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's Timbaland, who's known for like those iconic beats.
Yeah.
I often wonder with producers, how do you get to a point where you relay your vision or the idea for the song to the artist, because you are creating the beats and you know how to string what together. And of course, when you're doing that, you have an idea of what sort of song you want, or what sort of tone or pitch in the voice. Now, you may not necessarily know how to sing. Mm. So how do you relay that to the artist?
Well, as a producer, you got to bring out the best from the artist. That's the whole goal.
Okay.
So every artist is different. They work in different ways. So when you're in studio, you got to, like the first studio session, I always like to get to know the artist. We listen to music. We see what they listen to, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And get a feel of what they want and what they're going for. And then I can tap into that.
Do you have to be on the same wavelength as the artist? So as in there's only just a hip-hop producer, or there's just an opera producer, or is that just when genres things happen?
Sorry. Uh-huh. I don't think you can just have a hip-hop producer or a certain genre producer. You may have someone who is the best at that genre, but they branch out. Like Max Martin and so on, they do a wide range of genres. Timbaland himself, from R&B to hip-hop to pop and etc.
So where did you guys individually know, like, okay, music is it for me? And how did you find that as well? Because for most of us, we're just like, you know what, we like music, we can bop our heads to it. But, and more especially, it's not like you can sing. It's the thing of actually like the beats and how it's all layered together, and I want to do that. For you and Paul?
I started doing performances and started studying jazz. Actually,
jazz.
Yeah.
How old were you when you started jazz?
I was around about 16 years.
You were 16 years old, and you weren't like bopping to Drake, or you weren't listening to Justin Timberlake. Instead, you were like, you know what, that Jimmy Lulu guy is onto something. How did that jazz? Do you have any influences in your life?
Actually, I don't have influences. I just liked the sound.
Okay.
Itself. And I got introduced by my friend, where we got to a school, and they were like giving us the information we needed at the school. Sure. So I started doing that. Then I think from last year, I started researching a production school. Then I found Cooper.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you still like jazz?
I still like jazz.
Do you see yourself like... Saidi says a lot.
He's Mr. Jazz guy.
Like, do you just hear him bouncing around with like orchestras in the background?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
On his headsets and stuff, I'll be like, hey, let me have a listen. Yeah. You're listening to, you know, some new hip-hop song. When you get there, it's just jazz. You hear his trumpets and stuff. You're like, what?
But that's why we're working together.
Yeah,
we're
getting, bring different stuff.
We're bringing that jazz influence into this hip hop thing.
Okay, so Paul is the jazz guy. What about you, Jaden? What about you, Side Effects? What are your influences and what are you guys interested in?
Well, I do kind of everything. So I'm into jazz. I listen to a lot of jazz. I don't produce jazz, but we're incorporating that into fusing some genres together.
Okay.
So obviously, this thing that I'm doing now is hip hop. It's more hip hop. But in Paul and myself, we got a house album coming out, which is amazing.
Hold up. So Mr. Jazz is now doing house.
Yeah,
that's why we're saying, what am I doing with my life?
Like, killing every road.
That's why we're saying you can't be like a house producer.
Yeah.
Just. But then you have to like be branch out.
So Cindy on WeChat here, there's a message. She says, jazz is awesome. I just went to a 4-day jazz festival. You're okay. Well, hold up. A festival has a whole new spin on things. Like there's the Cape Town International Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
I feel like I just want to be there to like take Instagram pictures and say I was there. But I'll try to listen to jazz. She says there's so much variety, and as a musician, will appreciate jazz. It's very technical. Yeah. Okay, so kudos on you. You have some good new brownie points on there as well. Paul, where are you on the side effect? Where are you on the scale?
Off.
Are you more house? Are you more hip hop?
I'm more hip hop. I'm more hip hop. But like, I got into music because of like my parents and stuff. We used to have a Shabin back at home in Klerksdorp.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, you know, they get there. Everyone is, you know, drunk, having a good time. They call me in and I'd be there just dancing around, listening to music. And this other day when my cousin brought a Eminem CD.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, what was this? And then the next time he bought a 50 Cent CD.
Yeah.
That's when I got into hip hop. Like,
here's the big thing now. We all have that rap song that we can always remember. It kicked everything off for us.
Yeah.
Don't judge me, but mine is, I don't even know what to call him. Is it Puffy? Is it P Diddy? Is it P?
It's P Diddy now.
Diddy
it's
Dirty Diddy Money. Now.
No, isn't it Puffback?
Is it Puffy? Diddy.
It's a Puffback.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not quite a hip hop head, mm-hmm. but I remember it was actually a song that he did with Christina Aguilera.
Mm.
It's called Tell Me. And for me, it was like, yeah, I got that. I'm a beast. I'm a buffer. I'm on the beat. I was like, yo, Diddy is
going in.
That's the one. Okay, so what lyric was it for you that just got you into hip hop?
Man, yeah. I'm gonna have to think about that because there's a lot.
You need to have something off the top of your head.
Come on.
No pressure.
I don't wanna lie. I don't wanna lie.
Side effect.
I might just see something. I don't wanna something on air and then I'll be like, oh no.
I'm still on your part. I think there is a place and a good place for hip hop in that sense as well. So how does it work when we have all these different genres? How do you guys work together? How do you actually mix that all together? You're like, you know what, let's now focus our heads. And how do you actually decide, okay, this much will be a jazz influence and maybe you should have an opera voice singing on our song?
Well, must I take this one?
Yeah.
This one. All right. No, basically, sometimes I go into studio with something, whether it's like a drum groove, chords, some of the track done.
Take it slowly for us. What's a drum groove? Is it like a
like programmed drums, like a whole drum sequence?
There we go. So okay. All I know is hi-hat. What's a hi-hat? See, I'm onto this. I'm already calling him Psy D, and now I know what a hi-hat is.
You know?
Soon enough, I'll be cool enough to hang with you guys. Okay, so you already have...
Yeah, sometimes I go in with something and then I play it for these guys and Paul has these crazy ideas for chords, for melodies that he adds in. So then Side Effect might write something to it. He also may work on the drums, etc. Sometimes it's Paul coming with something and then I will take it from there and then mix it, make it awesome.
Okay. Mm. In a modest way, he says, yeah, and then we just make it awesome. let's also just spare a moment for your t-shirts that you guys are wearing. You all have JAS, which stands for Just a Star. Explain that. What's that all about?
So JAS, that's me. So
okay.
Just a Star. The name came about a long time ago. It's the cheesiest story ever.
I'm not here to judge. I'm here to listen to your interesting story.
Okay, well, in high school, people used to call me Jazz because Jazz is my initials, J-A-S. Mm-hmm. Those are my initials. So they used to call me Jazz. Some people called me Star because they knew I was the music guy. So like, you're Star, come here, that kind of thing. Then one day, it just came about where I was looking at J-A-S.
Yeah.
And I was like, Star, J-A-S, Just a Star kind of thing. And then the cheesy story, this is the cheesy part. My mom tells me a story. When I was a kid, I don't know what happened. I was screaming in the hallway or somewhere.
Yeah.
And she ran off to see what was happening. And she tripped and fell, hit her head on the floor or the wall or whatever it was. And then she saw a star, but just a star.
She just saw a star.
Yeah, and I was like, that's it. That's my name.
Like, did she black out?
Yeah, you know when you fall and you hit your head, you see stars, right?
And so she woke up like, star.
Yeah, but she just saw a star. Not many stars, just one star. So.
And that is how it is.
The shining light.
And now you guys have hashtag the moment. What moment is this? What are we working towards? What is that all about?
So hashtag the moment is the single. That's what the single title is.
Oh, sorry. Yes. That's my blonde moment.
It's basically... But first of all,
that's my hashtag blonde moment.
Apology
Let's move
accepted.
Past that. Uh-huh. Okay, so what lies in the future for the three of you and moving, you know, past your single The Moment, which is doing well, you know, I've heard. Is that the one that also got international airplay?
No, that was Frozen, a previous song with my previous group. Moment's just been released now, so it's taking off well on radio and it's doing the rounds already. So
what are your hopes for this single?
Well, we plan to shoot a video, so we're planning to have all radio stations playing it on high rotation, obviously. Uh-huh. We wanted to chart. We wanted to get top 10, obviously, number one, ideally.
Yeah.
Music video, obviously, on rotation as well, on all the major TV channels.
Now, it's kind of different because you guys are more behind the scenes. You know, usually an artist would have this whole vision of like, yeah, just want one spotlight on me, and then I want, you know, people dancing around me. You as producers, how do you come up with a concept for a music video?
Well,
if it were up to you, would you just have like music notes on the screen? Have you thought or put a lot of thought into
not
what
really.
You'd like? Yeah.
Not really. We're still trying to think about it, but you made a good point there. That's going to help us a lot.
I'll get 15%.
No, but we do have a few ideas for the video and going forward, kind of thing, yeah.
And then any local artists that you'd like to put on your list as potential collabos in the future?
Sadie?
I don't know. Not yet, but AKA... I'd love to rap with AKA, Kulichana. Kulichana is one of my favorites. Double HP as well. Double HP. Do me from the volume.
Now you're just listing all of them. Like
T from the V. Those are my favorite rappers. Reason
to anybody listening. Listen,
you know,
side effect, you're coming up with all these rap stars again and you still haven't rapped for us. That's a bit of a problem.
I can rap for you.
Okay, take it away. What do you, give us a little influence or something. Yeah.
By the beat.
Yes. Okay, no beats, just like...
No, just a cappella. Yeah. But what you want?
Yeah. Okay. 90s baby, ever since I've been in my zone. These guys rolling with fashion, man. Y'all just look like clones. My odor is Mary, can smell this thing that I'm on. And we should get arrested for all these dope beats we be on. Kill a beat and I'm gone to affinity and beyond. My buzz light, yeah, my skill is really rare and I'm on. Now all these grown-up ladies be like, boy, you so grown. Can I take you home, ride you through the night until the morning? Nah, lady, please don't do that. I'm really feeling honored, but me and your daughter go back. We back. Today should be a throwback. Post it up on Twitter. Comments like, are you hitting that? Whoa.
Okay.
Ladies and man.
Yeah. I don't even want to get into like what inspired that or where were you and your... We're just gonna,
I was
keep
in
it
a special
bit.
Place.
Yeah. On that note, gentlemen, thank you so much for stopping
by
this morning.
For
thanks
for
all
us
the
for
things. Where can we get more information on you guys and what you will be up to, etc., etc.?
Okay, so you can follow me on Twitter at... It's at JAS_JustaStar. JUSTASTAR.
Fantastic. Okay. And that's where we can find out about all your plans, et cetera, et cetera.
And gigs and so on. You can find everything there.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much for stopping by. This is Untapped Talent right here on CliffCentral.com.
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
At Sibanye Gold, we believe leaders are made, not born. We also believe we can create a sustainable legacy by helping to develop tomorrow's leaders today. Which is why we have partnered with the Leadership Platform to nurture leaders who are committed to growing our country's economy. We are proud to say it's an initiative that's already showing glittering results. Sibanye Gold, we are one.
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
Awesome. So this is Untapped Talent right here on CliffCentral.com with myself, Sia Sangweni Finn. So born all the way in Lagos, Nigeria, this is someone who I think is absolutely deserving of the title Citizen of the World. It's Aminat Ayinde. From Africa, she moved all the way to America as well, did some studying there. Quite an interesting journey. And she now divides her time between New York City and Cape Town. This is a new city she calls home. It's quite an interesting journey. And of course, she entered America's Next Top Model. That is my guest this morning. Good morning, Miss Aminat. Aminat, how are you doing? Okay, she isn't hearing me, but while we sort that out, I've been prepping all these appropriate introductions for all my guests this morning. Of course, if you are from America's Next Top Model, if you did it, if you face Tyra Banks herself, this is the only way that you can actually be introduced onto the show. Yes, I do. Please take it down and give me back the piece of paper. Ah, there we go. So fans of the show, you know, day in, day out, week after week, it's actually the theme song of the song, the theme song of the show, rather. It's all by Tyra Banks. And really what I want to get into with Aminat herself is just the journey. You know, there you are, you're a young girl from Africa and you make the leap to go abroad and you are studying. And it's quite an interesting journey with her, actually, because she was minding her own business. She was studying in New York and she went to Miami for a it's called Spring Break, which is really like, what do we call in South Africa? It's more like VAC. And she was scouted. Then that's when you actually know that you're really doing it big, because when you're personally scouted and people look at you, you know you're on the right path by looking absolutely stunning. And so it's quite amazing. And we hear a lot about American TV shows. What we see ultimately is not necessarily what actually goes on to what is all reality. So to find out about the behind the scenes with the producers, and were there any fights, and how is Miss Tyra Bank actually in person? So let's try Aminata for the second time. Good morning, Aminata. How are you doing?
Good morning, Sia. Happy Friday.
Ah,
how are you?
Happy Friday to you too. I'm fantastic. Did you listen? I know we were having connection issues, but did you at least get to hear my introduction for you?
I did. It was so sexy. Thank you very much.
You know, listen, like, it's the only way. If you made it onto America's Next Top Model, should I maybe just have it in the background as we chat to each other? Doesn't it sound familiar?
I wanna be on. Wait, I don't hear it. Oh, my God. Yeah, the intro.
Exactly.
Wanna be on top?
And you definitely made it on top. You survived 13 weeks in cycle 12 of America's Next Top Model. I just want to go back
Can you imagine me?
Listen, don't pull that card, because you're more than deserving. I definitely can imagine you being on there. I want to go back to 2009. You were studying in New York and you go to Miami on spring break. So you were just there to, you know, relax and be with yourself, right?
Well, I was actually studying in New Jersey. I went to William Patterson University.
Yeah.
And yeah, I went to Miami on spring break and we went to have fun. It was our first spring break vacation, me and my girls, and I'm not gonna lie, we were a little bit ratchet and we were a little bit hood then. So it was like, let's turn up, let's go to Miami, let's go to SOBs, let's go to Mansion, let's go to, you know, all these places. And we did. We just had a really amazing time.
Yeah.
And a scout from America's Next Top Model, her name is Monique Peters. I call her Auntie Mo because she's awesome.
Yeah.
Literally saw me in the street and like she was in a cab. She told me the story and it was a one way. She had to make the driver go all the way around to drop her off, and then she chased me down the strip.
Yeah.
And yeah, she was talking to me, and my friends are so hood. They're like, listen, lady, if you're not from a top agency, if you're not from Ford, if you're not from Elite Vibes, we ain't got no time.
So they were like your unofficial agents and managers in the situation.
They were my unofficial security guard. Forget agent and manager.
But before...
Because I was so... Yeah, I was so shy.
Yeah.
I'm not the same. I would say I became extroverted after being on, obviously, a national television show like America's Next Top Model.
Before that, had you actually done any modeling? Had you considered doing modeling?
No. Nope.
So there you were.
I was green, like a virgin.
And you accepted this. Did you have any hesitation onto going onto the show?
Oh, I did. I didn't want to do the show. I denied it twice, actually. In Miami, I couldn't do it. So then Monique, my same scout, she sent me an email saying we're having auditions for Cycle 12 in New York City. And this was summertime. So I was like, you know what? It doesn't hurt to just at least go to the audition. I mean, it was like more of an interview process. And then I did it. And it was like a two-day ordeal. That was over. Then I started school in September my second to last semester.
Wow. So
they call me September 25th when school's already started. Like, I'm already into, you know, my semester. And they're like, oh, you made it as a semifinalist into the house. I'm like, Mo, I'm in school. I love you. Bye-bye. Like,
so you were willing, hold up, let's just set the scene for everyone. This is Tyra Banks, this amazing model who has a very strong opinion on the girls that get selected. And more than that, can I read out the cash prize? It was a modeling contract with Elite Modeling Management, a fashion spread and cover in 17 magazine, and a $100,000 contract with CoverGirl Cosmetics, all on the line. And you were like, actually, I still am at school.
Yeah, because that's really important to me. And I have really, really, really strict Nigerian Muslim parents.
Mm-hmm.
And all they've been feeding me my entire life is how important education is. And for me, that's the only thing that can set you apart from anyone else.
It's
your education. You know, that's what you really need in life. Like modeling, you know, being an actress, being a celebrity, being all that is cute. But if you don't have at least your high school diploma, what are you doing?
Exactly.
You know, and I'm in university. So, like, for me, that was really important.
Yeah.
And, yeah, my priorities were different. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm sure every other girl would have been like, oh, my God, yeah, I'm going to leave school, blah, 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 blah. I was like, no. But thank God for my scout, because I call her Auntie Mo, because she's like, listen, girl, I'm about to call you back, and it's going to record it, and I need you to get excited, and you better say yes. Okay? She hung up, called me back. I'm like, oh, my God, thank you so much. You know, put it on. You put it on, even though I just told her, listen, semester already started, boo.
But good on you, though. So you know, I love that at least you have a level head of realizing that education is definitely important. But more than that, you were like, okay, you know what? Let's still nonetheless give it a try. And what a try you did. So you got into
you went into
the house. What was like your first impressions of the competition? Were you a fan of the show before you went into the house as well?
Oh my God, I was an avid fan and an avid watcher of ANTM. I watched every cycle, literally. I saw every cycle. And then, you know, you're that person. Everybody's that person. You're a critic, right?
Yeah.
You watch the show, you're like, oh my God, if I was on the show, I would do this. I would do so much better. I would kill it.
Yes.
No. So when I actually made it into the house, it was just so surreal. Like, I am living what I saw on TV, and I was like, oh my God, I would be so good at this. Now I have to prove myself. But
yeah.
We had a beautiful, was it a triplex in on the Upper East Side in Manhattan?
Uh-huh.
It was like a brownstone.
Wow.
And, yeah, imagine living in the house with 12 other girls.
Yeah, let's...
Or I like to say 12 other vaginas, because there was no men. This was in guys and girls season.
And you're like,
it
damn
it.
If only I just held up until a couple of seasons later when they introduced the guys. Let's talk about the realities of the show as well. Are you really there week after week, or are challenges every couple of days? You know, are there cameras all over the house? Is it kind of invasive, or do you just get used to it after a time?
No, there's cameras all over the house. Even when you're sleeping, there are night cameras. There's the audio and the camera crew that are always there. So it's really like a recorded reality show.
Wow.
That being said, we do have challenges every other day. And from my recollection, we get a break. Like sometimes we get a day off.
Uh-huh.
It was rare, but we would. But there's always something, a challenge. You have to go around to see something and, you know, take notes. Everything is part of the competition. Nothing is for just for fun. Unless we're like literally going on a group outing for dinner. And then that's for us to try to like bond without having that competition environment, you know, and just kind of chill a little bit. But to be quite honest with you, you're always being recorded. And then you cannot talk when the camera is not there, because they must get everything for the first time. So if I'm talking to, let's say, my girl in the house is like Tiana and Niza.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm talking to them off camera, why would I ask you the same question or ask you the same thing that you already gave me the answer to?
Yeah.
Do you understand? So that's why the cameras weren't on. You were not, it's called, we were on ice. You're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to communicate. Can't even really look at each other, because that's another form of communication. Because you know how black girls are. You can give somebody a look and be like, I got you.
You can side-eye someone. You can raise an eyebrow.
Exactly. That non-verbal communication. So
you
were literally on ice when there were no cameras or any audio.
That is quite intense. So were you ready for what the show went on to do? I mean, the season, you know, cycle 12 averaged about 4.35 million viewers per episode. That's 4.35 million people watching you, who are either rooting for you, who do not like you, who are not shy to voice their opinions. Were you ready for that?
Negative. See, I promise you, like, for me, it was all like a new amazing experience. Everybody asked me, how was the experience on Top Model? And I would say it's like literally the best vacation ever, because I got to take a break from my life, which was a biology major with a double minor in chemistry and African-American Caribbean studies. Like, I am legit, like, not a nerd. I call myself a sexy nerd. But I like the human anatomy. So that's what my field is.
Yeah.
And then you leave that. That's on pause, right, for about 2.5 months. And then you're in the house on a competition. for modeling and fashion in a whole nother world, which I was new to. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be a shocker, but I would say you have to take risks in life,
yeah.
You know? And if God is presenting you an opportunity, you better take it. Because you know what? It might not come again. Who's to say I would have been on cycle 13, you know, like, which was the shorter cycle, so I definitely couldn't have been on that. Do you understand?
Uh-huh. No, that's
yeah.
I definitely hear you on that. When you look back on your season on America's Next Top Model, what are some of the highlights? Because from watching the show, some of the things that stand out are like the photo shoots. And in your season, you guys did some crazy things. You did some shooting in New York City. You posed with exotic birds. There was a photo shoot inspired by your childhood games. What for you stood out in the whole season?
Well, the first photo shoot that I actually really, really loved was the shoot we shot with Keith Major. He had to be a color, and my color was green.
Yeah.
And I was really tight because my favorite color is yellow, and Tiana got yellow, but it's okay. And how do you become a color, you know?
Yeah.
What is your, like, what is your inspiration? What is the emotion you evoke for green?
Yeah.
So it's either your nature, you know, green is like green. Everybody wants to be green now, you know? Or green could be green with Jeff. With envy. So I actually really enjoyed the shoot because the photographer was really amazing and he was really thoughtful. Another shoot that I was really excited for that kind of bombed on was the shoot with Ciara. We had to be like a crazed fan, like tangled up in her web.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a hot mess for me. And I was the first one to go. It was winter time. You're half naked in Webster Hall, freezing.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't know the elements. And then it's on top of it, how it's shot is not how it's aired. So, like, on the TV, when it aired on TV, I went last, even though I went first.
Yeah.
And I had to wait for Ciara for hours because she wasn't ready. And I'm already, literally, you're in a bandeau and some, like, panties. You're freezing.
And you're freezing.
It's not even a bikini. Yeah, so imagine waiting for hours and she should be a fan. I legit was a fan. She came to the house first.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what? Is that Ciara?
Is that CC?
My goodies, you know?
Yeah.
So I was really excited. And then the excitement went away and I just became pissed. I was annoyed. I was like, listen, can I sit down? Can I put a jacket on? Can I get some socks?
Like anything it at
was,
this point.
Yeah. It was, and you can't be like that.
Yeah.
Because then you become a diva. And then nobody likes you and all this stuff. So those in New York were really amazing shoots. You had to do like a drag show. Well, not a drag. It was actually a voguing competition. It was a challenge with the Blondes. I don't know if you know the Blondes.
I just the other day learned what voguing is. So I'm kind of slow on this one.
Did you just learn what voguing is?
I know. Where have I been living?
I need you to get your life, honey.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, well,
so at least I know what voguing is today. Yes.
And I had to put on this ugly blonde wig. Now, mind you, I'm a very dark chocolate young lady.
Mm-hmm.
With a very blonde yellow wig, I just look like a cheeseburger missing the ketchup, or what do you guys call it, tomato sauce.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't look right. So that was actually fun, regardless of how crazy you look, it was fun. And then my favorite thing of all on Cycle 12 was we got to go to Brazil. We were in Sao Paulo.
Oh, yeah,
South
America.
And I made it that far, you know, to go to South America and go to Brazil and live a whole nother life in a whole nother continent and a whole nother country. Never been to South America before then.
That's amazing.
And I love Brazil.
So it's definitely one of those, I call it a life highlight almost, you know, overall the experience for you. But more than that, just being on the television show, you got to work very closely with Tyra. How would you sum that experience up?
One, I would always tell people, correction, I didn't get to work very closely with Tyra.
Oh,
we
yeah.
only see Tyra during elimination and when she shot us when we were in Brazil.
No,
that
hold
is the
up.
Only
you
time.
See, that's an...
Yeah,
let's rectify
that. You get to be really close with the Jays, Miss Jay and
Jay Alexander.
Manuel.
Yeah.
Yes, Jay Alexander is Miss Jay and Jay Manuel is the one with the beautiful, amazing hair and just like he's just God, why are you so pretty?
So,
like, you're so pretty.
So even with Tara as an executive producer and the creator of the show, you still don't get a lot of interaction with her?
No, because if you recall, in our cycle, Tara was still doing the Tyra Banks show.
Yes.
So she was doing America's Next Top Model and the Tyra Banks show. And she's a businesswoman. So time is of the essence, and time is money. Like, we're in New York. Our cycle was in New York, not in L.A., on top of it. So there was a lot going on. So we literally only saw Tyra when she was kicking somebody out. I only have 2 photos left in my hand, and only one of you. You know, like, it was that. It's like, doom. That's only when you see her. And when we got to Brazil, we saw her the day we were traveling to do the shoot in the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and, yeah, and that's it. There's no one-on-one. There's no advice. There's no, let's have dinner and talk. Let me give you the tea and let you know what's going on. Like, Auntie Tyra is here for you.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was like that in the very beginning. But, like, when you are busy, how do you have time for everyone and everything? You just can't. You have to prioritize. And if you realize in our cycle, there was no, like, group dinner with Tyra. There was no, like, one-on-one session with Tyra where it's like, oh, Nina, let me know what's going on in the house. How are you doing? There was none of that.
But
I got to really bond with Paulina Poroskova. She was one of the judges on our cycle. She's amazing, amazing woman.
But I will have to say, you know, even though you didn't get to spend a lot of time with her, I remember that you guys had a reunion episode on the Tyra Banks show, the talk show.
Yes, we did.
And you had a little yearbook moment, and you were voted the one with the most banging body. So I think, you know, so that's a nice compliment to leave the season with. So what I love as well with the show, and more especially with your career, is you didn't use it even once you eliminated to go, oh, well, I tried. You really did it. You put in the work and you were able to springboard and do amazing things. You know, you've done fashion weeks, you've been in print as well, you've been all over the world. What are some of your highlights, like some memorable exotic locations or some people you've met on set as a model?
Well, that's a really great question. I would say exotic location was, I was in Italy, in Milano, and I did a shoot. And you cannot shoot. It's illegal to shoot without proper permit on the top of the Duomo, which is like a huge cathedral church.
Yeah.
And we did a photo shoot on the top of the Duomo that, like, literally was amazing. It was like a guerrilla-style shoot, so I'll never forget that. For sure, working New York Fashion Week, my first ever New York Fashion Week, September 2009, was... with Arise, and I got to meet and walk with Chanel Iman, Coco Rocha, Iris, like all these big name supermodels, you know? And I was the fit model for all of them. So imagine having over, what was it, like 85 looks, the design, because it's 3 different designers. So I fit for 85 everyone.
85 different looks.
85, yeah.
Wow.
It was more than 85, yeah. There were so many models, and everybody got one look. And maybe you got a second look, you know, if you were walking first and then you're walking last. But I got to see the ins and out of the industry. I remember, like, sitting there as a fit model, you know, and hearing the rates, like, girls getting paid $20,000 to do the show. And their bookers calling, saying, no, you booked this girl for $30,000, and my girl just did the September Vogue cover, so you need to either get the $30,000 or $40,000, or I'm pulling her out. Like, it's
that real
for
and that cutthroat.
Oh yeah, so it gave me a true insight, not just into, like, okay, walking and being the model,
yeah,
understanding the production, understanding how it's done, understanding management. So I like to soak up everything. And I love everything about the industry. Just not just the walking and being a model.
Yeah.
I love fashion.
And I love that you're taking this all in your stride. You're now based in Cape Town in South Africa on a 3-year work visa, but you're still, you know, just globetrotting all the time. You're also now into acting. You're now also into television presenting as well. So kudos on you on making all these great strides with your career.
Thank you.
Where would you ideally like to see yourself headed?
Where exactly? I think I'm as you can tell, I have verbal diarrhea of the mouth. So I like to talk. So I think ideally having my own television program where I can literally talk to people, inspire young girls, young guys, just the youth. That's my goal. I always say you have to pay it forward. I was blessed with an opportunity, you know, to be on a show like America's Next Top Model and to have people watch you and see you like, wow, that could be me. This girl from New Jersey, you know, who had no modeling experience before, made it to top three, and now she's traveling the world and modeling and doing what she loves to do. So it's just about, like, literally inspiring people and letting them know you can achieve your dreams. Just don't give up, and you have to work hard, do your research, and, like, just know what it is that you want and work towards your goals and set little goals for yourself. Like, after Brazil, I told myself I want to go back to Brazil, right? I have to come back here. So fast forward 2 years, and I went to Brazil during Carnival, and it was for my birthday. And God provided me with the tickets because I was at a restaurant, and literally everybody in the restaurant wanted a ticket to any country in South America. Like, what are the odds? Goodness. What are the odds? I put it out there, and literally God provided it, because how do you just sit at a restaurant and all these cute little stewardess, you know, flight attendants come out and give you free tickets to go to any place after the month to Colombia? But I went back to Brazil because I fell in love with Brazil.
And you are definitely making things happen for yourself. And we're running out of time, but thank you so much for being on the show this morning. And you really are an inspiration.
Thank you.
And you provided
this
amazing behind the scenes look and the reality of the industry. So from my side, and you know, I just wish you everything of the best. And thanks so much for stopping by on the show.
Thank you, Sia, for having me. Cliff Central, you guys rock. I appreciate you. I wish everybody an amazing Friday and an awesome weekend ahead.
Awesome stuff.
Thank you so much.
Right back at you. So that is incredible. You know, you watch a show, you think certain things about it, but there you go, you see the reality of it. And that's exactly why I love having this show, to just chat about people. You know, they aren't there yet. They still have this amazing, amazing ambition, and they're on their way to do absolutely incredible stuff. And you see, that's the cool stuff about Untapped Talents right here on cliffcentral.com. So thank you so much to my guests for coming in and sharing their stories, and more especially, thank you for listening. We do this every single week right here on cliffcentral.com, every Friday from 9 till 10. Until next week, my name is Sia, and I'll see you.
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.